3:32 at WGCL. Glass in the afternoon. Thank you for being with us. It is the final Wednesday. Final Wednesday. Well, it's the final Wednesday before Valentine's Day next week, guys. So let's not procrastinate, shall we? It is the first Wednesday of February. Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 AM 1370 and WGCLradio.com. Wherever you're listening this afternoon, thank you for making time for us. And as we've threatened you over the recent past, here on Wednesdays, well, we always talk food with our great friend Jordan Davis from the Chocolate Mousse, the No Dishes podcast, and joining us live in the studio. This isn't your first time near a microphone, so that's good. What's up, buddy?
Dude, this is it is unreasonable how excited I am just to be in here. How long have we been doing this?
It's been a while.
It was like 2020 when we started it, right?
It was, we did it to help the restaurants out when the pandemic was, when we were coming out of the pandemic. So, yes, 2020. What year is this?
Yeah, I know, dude. I know.
Did I miss an Olympics or a World Cup?
Normally calling in to actually be here in studio, you guys need to see the captain's chair that Glass has here. This man is in control.
You got to be above sea level to work all the things. I noticed you're not wearing a jacket. How nice is it outside?
Oh, dude, it's so nice. I was walking in. I was just like, this is unreal. It's February, and I'm just like soaking it in. No hoodie, nothing.
We need to find a way, you know, besides like the Al Franken like satellite dish where he carried on his back during that great Saturday Night Live skit, where we can walk around and do the show, where we just bar hop or restaurant hop at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday and just pop in or pop out. I haven't figured out the technology how to do that yet, but when it's 56 degrees in February, you start dreaming of things like that. But you know what? We talk about being 56. It was 57 on Monday. It was 57 on Sunday. It was 57 on the first day of February last week. Groundhog, you've done your job, buddy. We're proud of you. Keep it up. And Groundhog has gave us a fantastic forecast for the rest of the week. 42 tonight, that's it. The average high this time of year is 39, so our low is warmer than our low is warmer than our average high. That's good. It's February. 58 tomorrow, cloudy skies, a low of 52. And then afternoon sunshine on Friday, 63 and 51. No snowball fights, no freeze fests, no nothing. Hot February continues. When will this all fall apart? Well, you know the answer is it's coming. That's for sure. Monday, 41. Tuesday, 43. Wednesday, 47. Valentine's Day. So we do get a little February thrown back at us. But it's a great start. The first 10 days are all 45, 46 or better. And you can follow along at WGCLradio.com. How's the home ownership, buddy?
It's going, man. It's going. I got a foster dog, so it feels like even more of a home now. So I wake up with some responsibility other than putting my contacts in and brushing my teeth. So still adjusting that, but he's
What kind?
Yeah, it's an 8 or 9 year old pit mix, Murphy. So he's I got him from a rescue in Indy. It's Heaven After Hell. And they said that they've had him for like 2 years and he just needed a break from the shelter. So I said, you know what? My schedule's not that crazy. Well, relatively for February and March before Food Truck Friday kicks back in April, right? All that. So I'm going to try to find him and adopt, forever home, before March is up. So if anyone's out there, get a hold of me. I've got a great dog for you.
Excellent. And does your fenced-in yard have a fenced-in yard?
Yes, it does. Although they told me that there's a chance he could jump. It's a 6-foot privacy fence, and they're still like, eh. But so far, he's been good. He hasn't made any attempts because I've got like the lead thing for him to run around on. But I'm also like, you know what? Let's try it out. Let's see how it goes. And so far, it's been good. So knock on wood.
Has to go wrong once.
No, yeah. If I don't call in next week, I'm chasing a dog around the neighborhood on the Cascades golf course.
Well, that's good. Well, it'll be easy to find then. He'll just run to the good stuff over there. What do you feed a dog? I know what you eat. What's the dog getting?
Yeah. So one of the cool things about fostering is they give you a bunch of toys. They give you a crate. They give you food. You're just responsible for making that dog happy.
It's a gateway drug.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, they talk about foster fails. So it's
guilt.
I don't. That's well, my good. Thing. I'm a huge dog person, but I'm so much so that I feel so guilty about not being home, and I'm not home very much. So it's like it's just hard for me to commit because I don't think it's fair to the dog.
Right.
You know. So
your heart's too big.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. My biggest fault is that I care too much, Glass. You know.
I hear you. I hear you. The fun thing is when we always get together, it's we're talking about food, not any heavy lifting. But if you can't adopt, if you can't help, every shelter's filled, right?
Yeah.
There aren't any. It's like, oh, no, we're good. Just bring some more over. No. Everybody needs to send these back out. Now, as Bob Barker would remind us, let's remind all of our friends to get our pets spayed and neutered so we can slow that end of the process down as well.
Just you saying that made me feel like I was sick from home on a school day.
Price
just hearing,
right.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, this is amazing.
Mom,
I think I got the black lung.
I think I can go after the showcase showdown. after the showcase showdown. Yes, that is Jordan Davis. Yes, he is live in the studio, and it is a busy midweek Wednesday. We are counting the days down to Valentine's Day. Well, that's important, right? We don't want all of our procrastinators to forget about that. But we have some other busy things coming up, including the Super Bowl. That's on Sunday. That's one of the biggest food days going. So we'll get into some of the fun things that go on there. And then next Wednesday, you and I will go through all of our romantic options for the big Valentine's Day Wednesday night. Boy, gee. You know, St. Patrick's Day is on Sunday this year. Valentine's Day is on a Wednesday. Oh, geez. That's not fun, having too much fun. All right, let's get to it. Where you been eating, buddy?
So first one I want to mention, it's a new gluten-free bakery
I had breakfast there yesterday.
Yes. So, dude, it's so good. So Abe Carney is one of the owner. I don't know the rest of the ownership group, but he had been, I think, the operations director, some title like that, over at Crumble.
Correct.
And Crumble does an amazing, amazing job with everything that they do. I don't give them enough love. But I went over there with Aaron Biggs, our, you know, regional manager down there at the Moose. And I was like, hey, bud, let's go grab some breakfast. I, you know this great new place. I want to go try it out. We go in there. We get full order of biscuits and gravy.
Ding.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you got to lead out with that. Well, the bees and cheese, if you will. And then I do their biscuit sandwich, which is sausage, egg, and cheese.
Bing. I'm two for two. We've eaten the same thing.
We've got that hive mind.
Look at me. I'm not walking past biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, you and I aren't exactly quiche-looking fellas, you know?
No.
Yeah, although on that note, Abe did bring – we didn't order it, but Abe brought out some quiche for us to try, and that might have been the best thing. It was so phenomenal. Then we did – I did one of their chocolate chip cookies. There was a fruit cup with the quiche, and then also had a – it was like a coffee – oh, Aaron did the coffee cake, and then I did like a cinnamon muffin.
Ooh.
So we did a spread. We did it all. I did a latte. It was all phenomenal. And I hate to say like, oh, it's a gluten-free – like, it's just good. It's not good for being gluten-free. It's just hands down delicious. There's no asterisk at all.
And it is gluten-free.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's gluten-free.
Yeah, it's a little plus.
Well, for those folks that can't handle that, or that I don't know what gluten does to you. If it makes you sick, does it make you cramp? I don't know, but at least there's an option for it. Now, it's in the Fountain Square Mall. It's where Stefano's used to be.
Yeah, and right at the end of our breakfast, Stefano came in. I was like, what is going on? And he was chatting it up with Abe, and it was really cool to see him in there, really full circle.
And all of the wonderful goodies. Now, I know people have asked this question, and we'll just help them out. It's called Brightside.
Brightside Cafe.
Cafe.
So just think of your favorite.
Mr. Brightside.
Yeah,
who sang
exactly.
That? Killers?
Yeah, the Killers. Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine.
If we could have the band play that.
Though. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, they're off today.
Well, I've already thought about like the review I'm going to write for it. I haven't written
that's
one
the
in
background
forever.
Music.
Well, I'm just going to throw in as many lyrics to that song
gotcha.
Seamlessly as possible. So keep an eye out for that one coming.
It is open daily, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Does that sound
right? Sounds right.
Somewhere in there. Well, you can check. You can go look it up. They're all over the social media world of everything. It's more breakfast than lunch. Stefano's had kind of a little bit of everything, so I don't want people to think it's a carbon copy of just a copy, you know, copy and paste. It is more geared towards breakfast pastries, things such as that. Coffee, hot drinks.
Yeah.
I haven't been in. My wife picked up breakfast. I haven't been in there yet. What's on the beverage side of it?
Yeah. I mean, a full-blown coffee menu. It was great. I mean, Americanos, lattes, you name it. I didn't really scan it very closely.
You're hungry.
I'm looking at the food menu. Come on, dude. But yeah, very breakfast heavy, but I don't think you're going to be wanting for anything else.
Nope. And anytime you can start your day off with biscuits and gravy is another tasty day. Yes, that is Jordan Davis. Yes, he's sitting right next to me. The Skype has not updated their technological ability there. He is in the studio this afternoon. We're having fun and we're talking about food, and food is great and food is good. And what we do is on this program, if you just join us for this, that you know exactly what we're doing. We try to help the local guy. We try to help guys that are getting their feet gals getting their feet started, whether it's carry out food truck, whether it's from a ghost kitchen, not ghost kitchen. What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, ghost kitchens. I mean, there are local ghost kitchens. Yes.
Because our friends at Lenny's or whatever, they have a big kitchen that people use because they can't buy a food truck or whatever else.
The One World Kitchen Share. So that's Pizza X North delivers out of there. And then a large percentage of the food trucks use that as their commissary. We make our Coney sauce and our Spanish burgers there for the chocolate mousse. Pinoy Garden, they'll do Saturday stuff, even, you know, not using a truck, where it's delivery or pickup, and it's all out of the One World Kitchen Share. I've had so many people on the podcast shout them out for making things possible that would not have been possible if they did not exist.
Because you're renting a space.
Yes, correct.
It's literally like a timeshare where you say, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to be in here this week from this time. You make your stuff, you arrange your deliveries, pickups, or everything else. It's all licensed. It's all OSHA. It's all everything where you don't have to say, hey, oh, you're cooking it in your garage. Oh, well, I don't know.
Everything's on the up and up. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So that's good, because that helps the little guy find his feet, figure out if you can do it, figure out if you can handle it. And if you can make a few bucks on top of it, that's even better. All right, so we started off with breakfast. What else have you been doing? How long have you had the dog?
Picked him up on Saturday.
Gotcha. So he's just getting settled in.
Yeah.
So he's not on patrol with you yet.
No. Yeah. So the first stop I did when I brought him back from Indy, we went straight to the Choco Moose.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a torch cone.
Oh, yeah.
And he smashed it. Well, I just wanted to make a good first impression, because, you know, when he got in the truck, because I was taking the work truck.
He's probably like, here we go again.
Well, he was all excited for the first 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah. Then after a while, he looked very worried. He has a lot of expressions on his face. And I was like, this dog is like, where the heck are we going right now?
It's the vet, isn't it? Just tell me. It's the vet. Just say it.
The further we're going, he's just like, what is going on? So I was like, I got to win this dog over, you know, if he likes me for the next 2 months. So I figured ice cream.
So you didn't go in with like beef jerky loaded in the pockets, huh?
That's what I have now. Now I have these beef jerky snacks that Lovey gave to me that his dog did not.
You smell delightful.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've always got those in my pocket ready to go.
So you get him to the moose, you get him out, you get him a torch cone, and now you guys are buds for life.
Oh, dude, it's so interesting just in this short time how much he's like warming up to me. And he broke out of the crate. But
would he pick the locker? Just
dude. Well, so that was the crazy. My mind was blown for a minute, because I was looking at it. And I'm like, where did he get out? Because the latch was still shut, but there's a corner that wasn't like very secure, and he was able to just pop through it. And I'm like, yeah. Well,
when you told me you possibly could jump over a 6-foot fence, I'm guessing the dog's name is David Copperfield. That's what we should call the dog.
Yeah,
escape artist. Well, I'm glad he is. Did you get him a dollar Coney, or was that too late?
No. It was after the special. I feel like I probably could have gotten a free one. I don't want to abuse my privileges.
Sure, 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 sure. How did the dollar Coneys go over, by the way?
Really well. Really well.
I bet they did.
Yeah, they're not as much as the first time, because we did them app and website only. And we're going to be running a big promo soon, not to make this all about Choco Mousse, but we worked with a third party to develop this app and new website. We've been having a ton of issues with it. So if anyone's listening that has used it, We're working on it. We're plowing through it, and we're hopefully going to be running a huge special next week. That's going to be 50% off all website and app orders as a show of like a thank you for your patience.
And we'll see if the volume works, if we can handle such a load of.
Yeah. You're going to see me in there like, what did we do?
Jordan Davis. He's here. He's in the studio. He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. And now he's in the studio with us. All right, what else have we been eating? I have to go to – sometimes when I forget what I've been doing, I try to take pictures so I can just go back to my phone gallery and be like, oh, yeah, that was great. When did we eat there? Oh, that was delicious.
Well, so I had that's what I do every time before we do this. I just go through my camera roll because I was eating – I had a friend in from Chicago that was visiting, and I wanted to take them to Small Favors before they closed because I was like, this place is amazing. You know,
when are they closing?
February 10th.
Which is they're already like getting Saturday.
Booked. Yeah,
jeez.
They're already getting booked up. I mean, if they are full on reservations, which they probably are, we got lucky because they were full on reservations, but we were able to go get a seat at the bar top.
Well, that's your go-to move anyhow.
Oh, yeah, that's where I want to be regardless. But it was one of those where I wanted that security of going there knowing I could get
in. Am I really that fat?
What?
Is that a lens? Is that an Apple thing?
I'm glad I'm not the only one. Every picture I see of me, I'm just like, oh, God. Like, I need to get back to it.
All right, now let's talk about food.
Yeah, okay, so we go to Small Favors. What a gym. What a absolute travesty that we were not able to support this place enough to keep it open because it is truly one of a kind. Nick Dietrich, Bryant, the whole crew over there is so phenomenal.
Are they done or are they just done there?
So Nick he has a place in New Orleans still that I think is expanding. He's got like a consulting gig he's doing for somebody. He's still going to be living in Bloomington, but he has some other things lined up. But yeah, he was able to kind of express to me, you know, all the factors that went into why they weren't able to keep the doors open. I mean, it's just tough, man, especially when you're doing stuff as elevated as they do. There's a lot of training that goes in to have staff, with a lot of knowledge about what they're serving. And so it takes a lot of time and money and effort to get people trained up when you lose somebody. And in Bloomington, people are finding other careers, they're graduating. So it's a tough grind just training people.
It's kind of chicken and egg. Do you have enough people to work? Do you have enough hours in the day to be open? Well, we can't be open 7 days because we can't keep the people and we can't do this and this and this. But the hard part is, I think when you're going into that kind of quality and you just nailed it, it's just not a waiting a service job for everybody.
That's yeah, it's not a 2-day training and you're set.
I mean, I'm going back some years here, but does Bloomington have the professional restaurant culture? I know they have some people that are professional restaurateurs in the service bar, but is there that constant churn to keep 5, 6, 8 new places open a year? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
We talk about affordable housing and such of the other things. I mean, if you're going to – you can't work your whole life away. So those are some of the things that are interesting. But it's the concept, the food, the delivery, great. Is that something people can go out and eat 5 days a week, 6 days? I don't know that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that.
Well, that's where, like, I mean, I felt – somewhat guilty because I've said for a while, like, that's my favorite place in town. And I'm normally not one to make statements like that.
Right.
You know, I don't want to set one above the other. We have so many amazing places.
But you can have your opinion.
And we still do, but that's been my personal favorite. And I'm like, man, why didn't I go more? Why didn't I support them more? Why didn't I try to push more business their way through the, you know, different avenues that I'm kind of fortunate to have that I'm lucky that I can help positively affect a business by writing about them, So I could have done that more.
It wasn't your fault, man.
I know. I'm having survivor's guilt.
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. You know what I just realized we can do? I can show you these pictures while we're talking.
No, because that doesn't help our listeners.
I know. That's the oysters.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I know. That's not fair. So we did oysters. They have the best mignonette I've ever had. And then they also had a roasted bone marrow. Which was possibly my favorite thing. We did these cider braised, like, fried ribs that was also right up there. And then they had this fish. I can't even remember what it was called. Cobia fish?
Cobia. Yeah.
And it was perfect in every way. They had this dried, like, Wagyu, like, little slithers. It's I can't remember the name of that. Again, people make the mistake of thinking that I have all this crazy food knowledge. I don't. I'm not.
Well, how did you learn?
I'm not super cultured. Yeah, I mean, I still, but there's still things on the menu all the time where I'm like, what is that? You know, I just like.
Ask your server.
Yeah.
They'll know. And the other part is it's fun. If you want a project, if you want to learn and do all that stuff, we've got plenty of choices around here to do it. And our friends at Lenny's, they've put together the bingo card for getting around town. Well, you're bored. It's wintertime. It's this. Well, you got an excuse. Everybody has an excuse for everything. Well, for folks who want to get out and have some fun, tell me about B-Town Restaurant Bingo.
Yeah, so Sammy Ezzo over there at Lenny's. I think I said that right, Ezzo?
Yeah.
Which I actually, Sammy, if you're listening, we need more at the Chocolate Moose. We're a pickup spot. She brought some by. We have already flown through them. But it's really fun. You can pick them up at Chocolate Moose, a lot of other local places. It's on the Foodies group. I think Lenny's posted about it as well. But there's all these different ways you can get bingo, from either inviting friends out, going to your favorite bar, ordering delivery, all these different ways that you can support local restaurants. And then when you turn in your card at one of the same places that you pick it up, you'll get entered into a drawing where you could win a gift card to one of those restaurants or some of the other local spots in town.
And again, it's all you're doing is helping local business. And the worst part of all this is when you fill your bingo card out and you turn it back in, someone could pull your name out of a hat and you win more free stuff.
Yeah.
That's the worst
part. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whoa.
When are we ever going to use this?
Yeah. What am I going to do with this, you know, free Lenny's gift card?
That is Jordan Davis. He is live in the studio, kids. All right. What else? We say goodbye to Small Favors on Saturday. Super Bowl's on Sunday. Got any big plans for that?
I'm going to have some people over. Yeah. I don't know if you and Joe have plans. Come on over. But we're going to be watching. I'm going to have some poker before, and I'm debating. So Chef's Table, I think it might be past the deadline for them, but they were doing some specials for dips and wings. I think the deadline was yesterday, but I also saw another one that said the 7th through Driver on Deck with free delivery.
You're in luck. It says order by Wednesday 2/7, and today is 2/7.
Boom, there you go. Chef Clark over there does an amazing job. His wife is an amazing baker. Everything they touch is gold. So, yeah, and it's 25 wings for $25.
Buck a wing.
That's a deal. I don't know when the last time you ordered wings was. That's a deal.
Yeah.
That's a very good deal.
Some places are getting 6 for $15.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nuts, man. But, yeah, you know, obviously you have your go-tos like Buffalooey's, Wings Extreme, a lot of great options to get some really good food for your quote-unquote big game. Special.
Oh, you can say Super Bowl. You just can't say it in advertisement.
Okay.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
You and I can say Super Bowl. We have Super Bowl 58 here on the airwaves.
Oh, look at
that. That's right. But you can't say, come to our big Super Bowl party at the Chocolate Moose.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, their big game special, because they're not saying Super Bowl.
Churches have tried that.
Yeah.
The NFL doesn't really care.
Yeah.
What your denomination is or your affiliation.
Yeah.
You got that's their words.
Yeah. It's like, you might not be getting taxed, but you can still get sued.
You're not using us to make your money. We use us to make our money. The time flies when we're live in the studio. It's already 3:55. Can you believe that? We've done 20 minutes like we're not
even. That was nothing.
Not talking. Right. That's how it works. So leave us with one great one in the flavor of the week at the Chocolate Moose. And then when we get back next week, we will joke around and have some fun with Valentine's Day. Pizza Hut's doing a breakup pizza, which is absolutely hilarious.
I love it.
White Castle has like a special in-house meal. Or if you can't make it, you can do like a delivered meal from White Castle. White Castle. Pizza Hut breakups, White Castle deals. We'll have fun with that. What's the best thing you ate last week?
So really close. We went again with my friend from Chicago. The other places we went to instead of Small Favors was Runcible Spoon.
Ooh.
On Parents Weekend.
Oh.
Saturday morning.
Oh.
Very silly of us. But they got us right. The staff was crushing it. The kitchen was crushing it.
You work easier when it's busy.
Yeah.
People think that's it's a misnomer. It's not. You screw up when it's slow.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not as dialed in. You're
not
as focused.
Into it.
Absolutely. That's so true.
Not into it.
But they did really, really good job at Runcible Spoon. And then Hop Kitchen. We went there on Sunday, had a great chicken salad.
Hop Kitchen.
Hopscotch Kitchen.
Yeah. Hopscotch. Now I've got to get in the vernacular.
Yeah.
What's the ice cream of the flavor of the week, man?
So we still are rolling with the salted caramel cappuccino, chocolate covered pretzel, which is.
And if you can say that in one take, you get a free something. I'll buy it if somebody walks.
Bill it to WGC.
I noticed you didn't bring any with you. That's why we're cutting this segment.
Oh, wow.
Short.
Yeah. Huh. Like, Jordan, you had one job.
No, man, you're good.
But Samoa Girl Scout cookie ice cream is coming soon.
Oh,
coming soon.
Supporting multiple causes there.
Yeah.
Which is delicious.
We purchased the cookies from multiple people too. So that's, we're not just supporting one. Yeah.
I don't know how else you could do that without doing. I wish I could buy a box from everyone. It's just really really hard to do. We have 100 Cooks Who Care coming up. That's a big fundraiser at the end of the month. The last Saturday in February. So we'll talk to Cyrilla Helm and Scott Shishman down the road with that. So we got great things with food going on here, which is fun. We'll talk about some new ownership groups getting ready to pop next week as well.
Yeah.
So we always have a thousand things to do. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, dude, this is awesome.
Jordan
Thanks.
Davis.
I get invited back. I'll bring ice cream next time. I promise.
You will get invited back. Let's take a time out quickly. Joe Smith Reports will wrap up our hour. The next hour, we'll switch the pendulum. We'll get into county government. Marty Hawk will help us on everything that's happening at the State House and all the local things going on here in Bloomington. Jordan Davis, the No Dishes podcast host, operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, and foster dog dad. Oh, we add something to it every night. Bingo probably somewhere tonight. Where are we doing bingo?
We're doing Tuesday nights at the Vault at the IMU from 7 to 9, Thursdays at Brothers from 9 to 10:30, and hopefully soon right across the street at Yogi's on Wednesdays. Fingers crossed.